No mai, wairua tapu, haere mai, ki kone.
Morena, Elijah and Karen here, and we are, as you may know, the lead pastors of Unite.
Yes.
We're a church of small communities that apprentice under Jesus.
As a community of prayerful love, we desire to, they can't see your hands, to grow as apprentices of Jesus according to the Bible by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Would we be those who know, practice, and carry the love of Jesus?
Knowing the love of Jesus in our hearts.
Practicing it in prayerful community.
And carrying it as missionaries to this world.
That's good. Matthew 12, which we read this week, 49 to 50 says, and it's kind of right in the middle of the story, so you can read that later. Pointing to his disciples, Jesus said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus continues throughout all the Gospels to open the door wide to the kingdom of heaven. But what is this kingdom? Jesus gives a clear statement here, centering the kingdom of God on the will of the Father. That same theme that that the Lord's Prayer hinges on, your kingdom come, your will be done. To trust in the person of Jesus, in Jesus, in the person of God, in Jesus as a community. Jesus communicates the will of the Father throughout the Gospels. To know his love, to practice his love, and to carry his love. This is the role of his church. And this is the reason we have neighborhood churches. Paul picks up the theme of God's will in Romans. Romans 12 says this, 1-2, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And that word transformed is the same word, is it metamorphosis, from a caterpillar, the hungry caterpillar, to the butterfly. It's a work of God in us. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. This passage then goes on to call specifically the church to how we treat one another in community. To surrender and to practice love. So in this video, I want to call us to one another again. I want to call us to commitment. I want to call us to rhythms that we share together. To recognize that we are not just random people floating around in space, but we're actually called to community, to relationship, to connection, and to trust. So, and I also want to kind of bring up that it seems that we are in a season of change as a community, some of us more than others. A question you may be thinking is, what do I mean by that? Good question. Let me tell you. I mean that a couple of things are going on. So one of our neighborhood churches is going to split and multiply with the current shepherds taking separate neighborhood churches. Some new shepherds will begin to lead. They feel grace to lead. And we're going in that process right now, that discernment process of praying and sharing and taking time to go before God and say, is this your next season? And so some people are joining our leadership rhythms and considering it. A new neighborhood church outside of Nelson is going to most likely start up in the new year. And a good chunk of our community is leaving Nelson at the end of this year, as well as others becoming a part of our community for the next season. So quite a lot of movement and change. These moments can be unsettling. I want to acknowledge that. And they can also give us an opportunity to take stock of our rhythms. And for each of us to consider in prayer how Jesus is leading us in and as a part of these neighborhood churches. For some of us, I think Jesus is calling us into, well, for all of us, Jesus is calling us into greater trust in him. And I think this is for some of us to greater commitment to those he has called us to. I find it hard talking to Christians about committed community, which is what I think is important to Jesus, by the way, because our Christian culture has some really unhelpful frameworks of thinking that stop us from practicing in community the way Jesus has invited us to. We can be really flippant with community. Some of our culture seems to make church a place to go rather than a people to share with. In some circles, we have separated believing from practicing. You can believe in Jesus but not practice his way, which is really unhelpful because it's not true and it's not in line at all with the words of Jesus, if you believe the words of Jesus that are in the Gospels. So a problem is we actually have some practices in the church that aren't helpful. Even when you consider your own neighborhood church and your own personal rhythms in that, some of us actually can really hurt each other with our absence and with our lack of communication without even knowing it. Because we just think that, oh, it's all right if I just do this. And I'm like, I don't know if it is. Like, we actually should treat each other with respect and honor. And so I want to bring that up. I think it's important. As Unite, we are a church or community of small apprenticeship groups. It's kind of what we do, you know, with the aim of practicing the way of Jesus together. So his grace at work in us, with the focus of knowing, practicing, and carrying the love of Jesus from our hearts to our relationships in this world. We may have varying measures of success. We may feel like we're not very good at it. It will be messy, but we engage in it. So in essence, our community is shaped and organized by the desire to best practice the love of Jesus as we see in the story of God through the scripture. This requires a personal commitment from everyone in the community to a shared space, a commitment to share in a journey together. Sharing in a journey requires regular connection. When we lose connection, our relationships become stretched. It's in the growing closeness of connection that we can best practice the love of Jesus, which is to say that it's up close that we begin to share openly, honestly, curiously, that we truly bear with one another, that we become the grace of God for another. And it's in this up close, and I think particularly when it feels like it bothers us, that God has something to teach us and grow in us: patience, self-control, kindness. His glory grows in us, flows through us as we navigate these very, I don't know, is it kind of ordinary things? And for all the idealists out there, let me say you cannot force it. I think many times we expect people to be like us and we wonder why it takes different. Like, community is complex.
Yeah.
It requires week after week of small and simple steps of trust. So, you know, if you're only there every 10 weeks, you're going to find that just does not happen. If you don't engage with your community, you will find it just doesn't happen. It requires regular engagement. Small and simple steps of trust. And of course, the kingdom work can happen far beyond Unite. Lots of other areas and connections and relationships. But we are the people that are called to hold you to this particular practice. So of course we're going to talk about this. So small, simple steps of trust framed by simple rhythms of faith. Trust doesn't grow overnight, but it does grow with openness and regularity with practice. Part of our calling is to remind you what life in Christ is about and to call you to it. My heart jumps for joy when I see God at work in us as a community. There's been such beautiful moments in our communities this year of God stripping back our pride and growing his love and grace in us. Growing that reliance on God, because that's really what we were made for. It's a great joy to rely on God and to know his peace and love for us. Also, I've noticed some people pull away and hide, which I find, to be honest, incredibly sad. And some of us don't recognize that how we act actually affects the community that is holding space for us. And that's not to condemn you, it's just to call you into the light and to call you into engagement and practice. And I guess that's my prayer for us continually. The purpose of the church is to embody the kingdom by practicing. It's a lot of small, ordinary moments soaked in the presence of our extraordinary God. Community is messy. It's in the journey in which we see the miraculous work of God in our hearts over time. Some of us potentially find it hard to give it a shot, and we just kind of give up because it didn't quite work the way we thought. But I pray that the grace of Jesus moves us to the kind of practice that pleases his heart and heals our own. So I encourage you, show up. Share, ask for prayer, reach out, take responsibility for your part instead of expecting others to. It doesn't matter how broken you may feel you are, you do have a part in community. Ask Jesus to help you on every step with his grace. But don't stop taking steps. I hope in all of this you sense that I'm trying to prepare us as a community for the next season, for the next 12 months ahead, that we would, with open hearts to Jesus as our Lord, pray, your kingdom come and your will be done, and mean it. Because we are not just floating in space randomly. Jesus is leading us. Can you sense it? God is faithful and true to heal and help and enable us to be the people we were made to be. Would the next season of being apprenticeship groups of Jesus be another step in this beautiful journey with Jesus? And let me just pray before Karen shares. A holy God, you look after us. We trust in your sure faithfulness and rich goodness to lead us well in this next season. We trust you to be a safe place for our reactions and to graciously lead us as we to respond in trust of your goodwill as shown to us in Jesus. In your holy and good name, amen.
Amen. That was great, and I like that. I like that the way we work together. You're looking for the future, and I'm thinking about what's happening at the moment. Oh, so good.
So but who's looking good. To the past? I'm sorry.
So I just want to quickly talk about rhythms.
Yep.
And we're entering the busy season of the year where lots of stuff happens and end of year things and family get-togethers and all that kind of stuff.
It's been so relaxing up to this point.
It's just you. You know what I mean. Among the usual, just going to work and getting the kids to school and all that kind of stuff. So this is your friendly reminder about rhythms and your friendly reminder to let yourself breathe as we enter this next season. We have to take responsibility for our own load, our own spiritual rhythms. We have a responsibility for our own rhythm, and our rhythm affects the people around us, just like Elijah was just talking about. And we can't be in rhythm without other people. God is a God of rhythm, and he's a God of relationship, so they need to work together. When I spoke about rhythms earlier this year, our family was at the beginning of a new rhythm, with our youngest starting school and me starting another job, so us both being bivocational, and at the start it was very exhausting. And we knew that we had to create rhythms in order to stay close to God and close to each other and sane in amongst that. And coming to the end of the year, it's awesome to look back on the year and be just see the rhythms that we put in place and we're intentional with as family. Coming into this busy season, for the most part, our family's spiritual daily and weekly rhythms will stay intact because of practice intention. So we have a Sabbath day. We have, before the kids go to bed, we pray together and share together. So just having those rhythms in place is what keeps us going. Boundaries and rhythms and intention all go hand in hand. Rhythms are not just a nice idea, but they're designed by God himself. God has created rhythms all around us, day, night, seasons, years. We don't have to be responsible for those, but we do have to create our own rhythms that complement the Father's. And here's some questions to consider around all of that. How do I start my day? How do I end my days? How do I include others in my day-to-day rhythms? Do I have a prayer rhythm, or do I have a need for a prayer rhythm? Do I have a Bible reading rhythm, or do I have a need for a Bible reading rhythm? Do I have a regular rhythm of gathering with others who are apprenticing with Christ, or do I need to lock in that rhythm? God's design for the day and night rhythm is to give us space to move and space to rest, to create and to take in, to work hard and to be in stillness. As the year naturally comes to a busy or full end, we can choose to anchor our souls to Jesus with the rhythms of practicing faith that will give us life, love, hope, and joy, and we can do that together.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Good job. Kapai. That was really good, really helpful. So just to hone in on three questions to consider. Tahi, what is Jesus teaching you at the moment?
Rua, how have you experienced the grace of God in community?
Toru, how can we encourage one another with our shared rhythms of apprenticeship in this season?
To end, thank you, Unite, for your regular gifts of money and time, committing yourselves to the word and prayer and the practice of Christ's love and community. We're thankful to Jesus for you.
Awesome. I just want to pray over our tithes and offerings right now. Father God, thank you for providing for us, for tithes and offerings given to Unite. Thank you for your spirit leading us in generosity, God. We trust you with our money, our possessions, our time, our choices. We trust that you are good and that you lead us well. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. You can find information about Unite and get in contact via our website, unitechurch.org.nz.
Sorry, this video is also on Spotify.
Nice. We have a youth group on Thursday nights. Ask your neighbourhood shepherd about it if you want to know more info.
If you feel led to get baptised, please talk to your neighbourhood church shepherd. And our next all-in is at the end of this month. And my dad, Paulie B, is coming to speak.
Paulie
and share.
B. So
it's be good.
Yay. And then I'll end with, what do we call it? A benediction. So fancy. May we rest in the goodness of our Father. May we trust in Jesus as Lord. May the Holy Spirit form us and guide us as we journey together. May we practice Christ's love in community. May we partner with God in putting the world back together. Above all else and in all things, may we know that we are truly and wholly loved by God.
Awesome. We're praying for you in the love and grace of Jesus. Bye.
Bye.
Aroha nui.